So is there a time when the soul says, now I have done, I don't want to go to another body? Yes, that is when the soul becomes attracted to the eternal more than the ephemeral. See, as long as we have the desire to enjoy material things, then the desire to enjoy material things, that is what sentences us to get at other material bodies. Ultimately, God sanctions our desires. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Vimrishaitat asheshena yathechasi tathakuru. Arjuna, deliberate and decide what you want to do. So deliberate and decide. So Krishna doesn't force himself. So he reciprocates based on our desires. So if we have the desire for temporary things, then we have to take up bodies which are suitable for enjoying temporary things. But if we become devoted to the eternal, then if during our life we become increasingly devoted to the eternal, we become increasingly devoted to the spiritual side of our life, then at the end of our life, we will remember Krishna. And then whatever we remember, that is what we will attain. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram. Krishna says 8.6 in the Bhagavad Gita, if we remember him at the time of death, we attain him. So the point is not so much I am done with matter. Because see, the soul always is conscious. The soul always has desires. So spirituality is not so much of what we give up as what we take up. So if we develop a connection with Krishna, if we become devoted to Krishna, then even in this life, we become more and more spiritually elevated. And then at the transition of death, we become elevated and liberated beyond material existence.